The greenhouse situation is going to be incredibly important, and you're going to need some way to heat those greenhouses. You're going to have to grow in them year-round to supply enough food. This, of course, is the darker side of it, but we must prepare for the darker side. You're going to have 2 to 5 years of very, very severe pinchback while this thing shakes itself out. And I'm not talking about earthquakes in California. I'm talking about a major, major world transition. And any kind of major upheaval is going to disrupt the viaducts, the aqueducts that supply your irrigation water to these major, major growing valleys. So we have to look at those things. If they never come to be, we have only improved man's lot. If they come to be, perhaps we will be prepared. And we're going to start utilizing Mother Earth's beautiful things with care and caution and love. And this is the only way that it can be done, right up through the old mess. And we fully intend to do it, and we intend to do it with everything required right in this place. It has to be the model place. We can hold it in security. It's close enough that we can get funding for things, and nobody is noticing what we're doing or why we're doing it. So we don't have any panic. But we have to move. The time is at hand. All the prophecies are coming to be, whether we like to face it or not. And quite frankly, all of you have come back to do it, so I don't think you're too upset over facing it. You've been waiting to get all of this information into the hands of your fellow man. I would stand aside for questions, or if there are discussions that you need to do with each other, let us utilize this time the most valuably.
Chris is down filing the flight plan. As soon as he comes up, we'll need to leave.
That's fine. Yes, I understand.
I would just recommend that even if you don't get us a final business plan, if you just get us the raw data, raw information about what you need, what you would like, some brochures, we can put something together that we can get funded. The sooner we get that process started, the sooner we can.
I think the possibility to come to Ashland. For Ashland, they come back here.
Anything is possible.
You know, even if at first, what we need to do is to compile the fragments, the pieces that would go into it, and so the sooner we can get even portions of it, if you can send portions when you first get back that you have started, paragraphs you've written, pages or letters. Letters from people of interest, documentation of other stoves and around the world, things like that.
He can bury you in that.
Okay. Yeah, so if we have to build it, then we have to build it. We're going to build it just like you build anything. Mm-hmm. And if we don't use it, then we won't use it. But if we'll try to use everything we can to make it so it's presentable to the eyes of those that need to see it. And so if you, you know, like the school that's doing some research, you don't have to wait for that. You can send what you have now.
It would be better if you didn't.
And then the different ones of us do different parts of the different pieces and putting the proposals together. And so.
And we're back to where a handshake must be a valid contract. We don't have time to really just do contracts and all of that. The contracts can be worked out later, after the proposal's in the mill.
And we're planning to have a manufacturer here in Hatchery.
Here in Hatchery, yeah. That's
good.
Which means...
Have you seen the planes?
No.
I keep them hidden.
It's in his filing system.
Same difference.
Everything has to be first class here. First class, not second class. Top facilities.
I will tell you when you see them, they're top.
Exactly what
Karim
want.
He has structured a beautiful
field. Speaking off the cuff, that's where I like to work.
Yeah, I do.
I'm sure that he would come through if he had anything to say, but I would just ask, is there anything that Tesla would offer while we're all present?
Nicola here to respond. What would you inquire of me, please? Come now, Rick. No. You're the one who asked.
Is there anything that we have not discussed that would be pertinent to the proposal that we're about to put forth with Karim that you may assist us with?
I would like Karim to meditate with me on the items of which I wrote. They're imperative for this transitional period of time. I have remained in this dimensional form rather than be back with you once at this time, because the free energy resources will be coming forth. This is interim. It can be a mass benefit to man for years and years to come. The devices that will come forth to produce electricity in unlimited quantity will be coming forth later. It will not replace this type of heating unit in the dwellings. These are the types of heating units that all your brothers use in the cosmic reaches. That does not come as a surprise, I'm sure. My inventions were all created in the fourth dimension. It is why I could build them, run them, watch them. It was only you ones that could not perceive them. Many of these ideas were brought forth as long ago as my experience as Leonardo da Vinci. That's why the domed architecture will eventually be used. The insulation of the compressed earth and the qualities therein. You ones will be given, in conjunction with Mr. Russell, energy produced from light and other substances. These are not to be discussed in this dwelling. Please forgive me. I may give no technical information. Your phones, your television, your place is under surveillance. These things are being brought forth in bits and pieces to many ones. Karim already has the gift of knowledge. And when he questions within his mind, he will be given all that he needs. And the rest of you will please meditate, asking for the input, and your brothers will give you what is necessary to place into the proposals. It is my honor. It is my honor. We have waited eons of time for this day. It is a magnificent, magnificent job we have to do. And there will be joy. They called me eccentric. I can hardly bear it until we can begin.
I too.
You have all the knowledge of the universe from which to pull. and the families must be once again gathered together as a unit around a fire. And you can call it once again a home.
And
I would not keep you longer unless you have more of me.
Yeah, we're obliged to leave now.
I usually come in the winter on a snowy day and stay for days.
We might have something to be warm someday.
I love to sit around one of your fires. And I rejoice in the camaraderie. I'm honored.
For me?
Thank you for coming and speaking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for entertaining of me.
I could go on with all the work, what we've done.